All right, good afternoon. Gordon here this afternoon down at the Rec Ground at the official opening of the skate park. And I'm joined by the man of the moment, Nate Farrow. We've spoken to you before on the radio. Afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon, Gordon and Bradwood.
What a cracker of a day for the opening.
I'm on cloud nine. It's a dream come true to see this happen.
There's so many people here, isn't it? Good to see.
And all walks of life, all ages, all nations. It's so great.
And good weather as well. Made the most.
Couldn't
of it,
have been better. It? Yeah, could have been a bit less sunny, but.
So are you finally relieved that we've gotten to the official opening?
Yep, I'll be relieved when it's over.
When it's over.
Yeah. I'd like to get out there and skate.
Start skating. There's too many people out there, isn't there?
Oh, there is at the moment, but everyone's being very respectful, watching out for each other. It's great to see.
It certainly is. And it's good to see we've got some, I guess, professional riders here as well that all the kids are, you know, eager-eyeing and watching every move they make. It's good that they've been able to come along.
Yeah, we've got the Songlines Indigenous Skate Team out here. They're doing workshops with the kids, teaching them tricks and tips. We got the Trilogy from Canberra, and many others have just popped in. So
yeah, fantastic. Hey, how did this morning go? I know there were things kicking off earlier this morning. How did that go?
It went fantastic. We had the skate workshops this morning. Thanks to the Lions Club for donating some personal protective equipment for the kids so everyone can have a go and be safe.
Excellent, excellent. And there's something this afternoon at 2 o'clock as well, isn't there?
Yeah, so we're going to have an official ribbon cutting at about 1:30.
Yep.
Started with a welcome to country from Warren Foster, who's our UN elder for the region.
Yes.
Then we're going to kick off the demo, which is, so we got Songlines Trilogy. After that, all skating. We got Lily Morris Band playing at 3 o'clock. We've got the Nick Munnings Band playing at 4 o'clock. And to top it off, we got Kirkland from Canberra, who are going to do the 5 o'clock.
So it's going to be all afternoon of action and entertainment.
I imagine it'll probably go till dark, even if we turn the music down.
Oh, I'm sure they'll stay here well after that, although yep, there'll be a lot of tired kids by the end of it. Are you pleased with the way everything's turned out today?
Yes, definitely. It's just so great to see people having fun and smiling. It's been a real pleasure to bring Revoked, which is my charity that runs not-for-profit skateboard access.
And you've got a stall set up here, haven't you?
That's correct. We've got some pads for sale, some Revoke shirts for sale, and all the proceeds go back to getting boards in the hands of our community.
Oh, fantastic. And I've noticed your stand's been exceptionally busy over there with kids buying stickers and all sorts of things.
Yeah, it's been fantastic to see the turnout. It's been busier than we expected. I wish I had more gear, but
it is what it is, isn't it? Yeah. And it's good that there is a demand for it. Yep. From after, just the skate park will be open for everyone and to come down and enjoy, won't it?
Yes, that's it. Revoke's hoping to run workshops in the future, so I'm sure we'll speak again when those dates are set in.
We'll get you on and, you know, talk about them when you've got more info on the workshops, because I think that'll be a very popular activity for a lot of people.
Yep, it's great to see people that normally wouldn't be out here having a crack at it, and certainly the progression from our young kids is really through the roof. So
yeah, fantastic. All right, Nate, anything else you want to say?
It's just beautiful. I definitely want to thank Grind Projects for coming and facilitating this. They couldn't be here today. They're spreading dreams in some other community.
Oh, fantastic. That's a shame, because they have done such an excellent job here. Oh, okay. Just been told that Steve was here earlier, so. But no, that's been great that it's such a good turnout and it's come up so well. Nate, I'll let you go and enjoy the festivities.
Okay, thank you.
And no doubt we'll talk to you again later.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you, Gordon.
Thanks, Nate.
Bye.
Nate Farrow from Revoke, and one of the men that's been young kids with the skating. All right, we'll just go back to a track and come back shortly here from the official opening of the skate park. All right, Gordon, back with you, back down at the skate park, and I've got some other people I'm going to talk to. I've got a couple of kids here who have been making really good use of the skate park, and I've got, who have I got? Say your names, please.
Matthew
and Liam.
Have you been out on the skate park?
Yep.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have you been using skate...
Scooters.
Scooters.
Been using both.
Yeah, really both.
Yeah. Is one better than the other?
I'm used to scooters more than skateboards.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. So is it a good thing having the skate park here in Braidwood now?
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah.
Now, you, I know Matthew, you've been to other skate parks about, haven't you?
Yep.
How does this compare to some of the others you've been to?
Well, it's pretty good. We got the Wombat Hole, which is the first one in Australia.
Do it yet?
No.
You going to try it?
Maybe later in the year, but
yeah, okay.
Not anytime soon.
Not
probably.
Anytime soon. What about you, Liam? Are you going to try to work up to doing the Wombat Hole?
Yeah, probably maybe this year, but not too soon.
Yeah, fair enough. So you've both been skating for a little bit, have you?
Yeah.
I know, Matthew, you've been on and off skateboarding and scootering for years, haven't you?
Yeah.
So you're going to be down here a lot of the time?
Yeah, probably every afternoon.
Yep. You've been down here a lot?
Yeah, been down here pretty much every day.
Every day.
Today's a really exciting day because it's packed.
It is, isn't it?
Can't even skate.
I know, there's so many people out there, and watching those professional sporters out there has been fantastic, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So what's the best thing about the skate park?
Just the excitement and the fun that's here.
Yeah? Matthew, what do you think's the best thing about it?
Oh, I don't know. It's all super fun and, yeah.
Yeah,
it's something to do more with the kids.
Well, that's exactly what it is. It's going to keep you occupied. Now, I know, Matt, you've fallen off, haven't you?
A couple of times, yes.
What about Liam? Have you come off yet?
So many times.
Hurt yourself bad?
No, just a grazed knee.
I'm sure that's going to happen a few more times, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, then. Well, thanks, Matt and Liam. We might talk later.
Yep.
We'll down here at the official opening of the skate park, and the official opening is at 1:30. We're waiting for representatives from QPRC, and I believe Nicole Overall is going to come down skating as well. I know we spoke to her earlier this morning on air. We'll try and talk to her again, along with QPRC Mayor Kenrick Winchester and the GM, Rebecca Ryan, as well. So we'll try and talk to them. Nick Munning's band's going to be playing later, and we'll try and hear a little bit of that. All right, we're just going to cut back to some music, and we'll be back here at the official opening of the skate park.
It's Gavin here. We're down at the rec ground and I'm talking to Annie. And your major involvement is in Viper. And what do you want to just tell us how they got involved in this setting up?
Yeah, hi. It's look, we, you know, the approved plans and location and everything was sorted out, and we just went, this we need funding to build this. So we, along with the Braidwood Community Association, and under some strange kind of delusional idea, it was a good idea. We went ahead and got the grant with the council's sort of support and help, and are so happy the results to have this park unfold before us and to see I don't know, hundreds of kids and not so young kids all skating away. It's just fantastic, and come out to celebrate. Sorry, my phone's ringing in my pocket. But yeah, so basically, you know, Viper and the BCA partnered to get the funding and administer the grant and, you know, coordinate the design with Grind, who, you know, put in a fantastic tender for the project. They were standout. You know, in terms of Grind Projects, so they're specialist skate park builders,
right.
Contractors, and they did a fantastic job. Like, they were amazing to watch. You know, they worked really, really hard and had, you know, just I think done a beautiful piece of urban design here, and a really good challenging course. For all levels, you know, some good beginner stuff, and then of course there's the Wombat Hole, which is the key feature in the middle. Yeah.
Closer. Yeah.
So yeah, no, we're really pleased. It has been a real team effort. You know, we've had fantastic support, project management, and other support from council all the way through. They've been fantastic partners. And I think it's a great indication of how when you work on good relationships and good, you know, good teamwork, right. You can really do great things.
You got a bit of assistance from elsewhere too?
We've had so much help from, you know, and we've had, so the funding came from the Bushfire Local Economic Recovery Fund, so right. It's state and federal funding. And then we've had a sizable donation or grant from the Veolia Mulwarri Trust.
Yep.
They put in the new, which enabled us to put in a barbecue and shelter. So, you know, you can come down here and cook your sausages.
Is that the barbecue and shelter?
It's over
here?
Up near the tennis club building there. Yep, we've got lights that are just sort of for, you know, ambient lighting at night for safety, but not really for skating. And then we'll have two. So you'll be able to have a drink, fill your water bottles. The garden club have pledged some money to plant some shade trees, so we'll select some suitable trees and suitable location, and they'll go in. CWA, so many contributors. I've got a careful list, which I'll be reading through in a minute, but... we really, it's just too many people to thank, and it's right. Really, it is an absolute, you know, just revelation to see how it's together,
right,
you know.
Right.
Yeah,
it's certainly been an interesting thing to watch over a period of time, just, you know, as it's been built and, you know, when one thinks back to a few years ago and all the dramas and everyone coming here.
We try not to kind of worry too much about that. I think that's, you know, it was a thing that happened, and here we have an amazing park, and you can see the way the kids are using it.
Yeah.
It's going to make and that's why Viper stepped in, because our core business is youth and issues that affect youth and...
Yeah.
Having a space to be able to come and do this is, you know, it's an expression of self. It's they challenge themselves, they support each other. It's a really positive, you know, facility for them, and that's why Viper got behind it. And you know, and we're really, really glad we did, because you just see these kids having a great time. And it's been, they're not on their screens, they're out there having a skate, which is just awesome.
That's for sure.
That's one of the great things about it, is getting the kids outside.
Social interacting with other people as well.
Yep.
Exercise,
fresh air.
And look, I know, I've watched some of those kids here, it's not easy to get ready to drop into the bowl or try some of this. And so the character building... side of it
absolutely
is great. They get to set these goals for themselves and achieve, you know, step by step, get better and better, and like I say, they teach each other, they look after each other.
They certainly do.
So
all right, okay, well thanks
you, and enjoy the rest of the afternoon. We've got music and all sorts of great stuff coming on. So thanks for coming down today, radio people.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
looking in from the outside, never hold a candle close to you. I'm just looking in through a window broken, never gonna make it through. And I'm gonna look away, it kills me, but I'll try. And when I finally do, gonna look you in the eye, 'cause I'm out, never let me in. I won't be your poor little thing. I'm out, never let me in. I won't be your poor little thing. Maybe I've just been asleep, but now I'm awake, and I'll do the talking, and your soul will surely keep. I'm gonna lay you down, it kills me, but I'll try. Lost become the found, you're gonna look me in the eye, 'cause I'm out, never let me. I won't be your poor little thing. I'm out, never let me in. I won't be your poor little thing. Poor little thing. Your poor little thing. Whoa, whoa. Gonna lay you down. When I finally do, I'm gonna look you in the eye. I'm out, never let me in. I won't be your poor little thing. Ooh, 'cause I'm out, never let me in. I won't be your poor.
Temperature at the moment is 23 degrees.
What if you weren't the way you are? What if you could be someone new? What if you didn't know the pain they put you through? What would you do? What if you had a joyful heart, more like the kid you used to be? What if your life was filled with possibility? Who would you be? This is the sound of your soul, the voice in your head, the drum in your heart still beating. This is the rush in your blood, the fire in your eye, the dance in the dream you still believe in. And it's calling out your name from a distance. And it's calling. To live like life don't last forever. What would you do? This is the sound of your soul, the voice in your head, the drum in your heart still beating. This is the rush in your blood, the fire in your eye, the dance in the dream you still. And it's
tonight we're back at the skate park and we're just getting ready for the official opening. We've got Bill Waterhouse testing the sound out at the moment. And we've got a few of the officials here already. Nicole Overall's here. I see the Mayor Kendrick's here. That's about all I can see at the moment. So very shortly we'll cross to the official opening.
I guess now it's time for me to give up. I think it's time. Got a picture of you beside me. Got your lipstick mark still on your coffee cup. Oh yeah. Got a fist of your emotion. Got a head of shattered dreams. Gotta leave it. Gotta leave it all behind now. Whatever I said, whatever I didn't mean it. I just want you back for good.
Want you back, want you back, want you back for good.
Whenever I'm wrong, just tell me the song and I'll sing it. You'll be right and understood.
Want you back, want you back,
I want you back for good. Unaware, but underlined, I figured out the story.
No, no,
it wasn't good.
No, no,
but in a corner of my mind,
corner of my mind,
I celebrated glory.
But that was not to be.
In the twist of separation, you excelled at being free. Can't you find a little room inside for me? Whatever I said, whatever I did, I didn't mean it. I just want you back for good.
Want you back, want you back.
See, I want you back for good. Whatever I'm wrong, just tell me the song and I'll sing it. You'll be right and understood.
Want you back, want you back.
I want you back for good. Sing it, you'll be right and understood.
Want you back, want you back.
See, I want you back for good.
Whatever I say,
whatever I'm wrong, I'll tell you.
I just want you back for good. Want you back,
want you back,
want you back.
I want you back for good.
Whenever I'm wrong,
I'll tell you. Want you back? You see, I want you back for good. Oh yeah. I guess now it's time that you came back for good.
Special time with the new facility. So we're going to get some festivities going. At first, I'd like to welcome Warren Foster up to the stage, if you can, to give us an acknowledgement and welcome to country. Then we're going to meet some of the people that helped bring this park to fruition. After that, we're going to bring out the Songlines team, the Trilogy Pro Skate team, and we're going to do some... And then at 3 o'clock, we're going to put some bands on. We got Lily Morris, Nick Munnings, and Kirkland coming. So it's going to be an epic afternoon, and everyone, enjoy it. So welcome to Braidwood Respect Park. We really want to send a positive message here about how we run this facility and look after it. I expect each and every one of you kids to be picking up your trash and taking extra with you. So if I could get Warren, if you're out there, could you come up, please?
What do you have? He's behind. Yeah. Yeah. Here he comes. Here he comes.
So, here we have Warren Foster. I like to pay my acknowledgments to the people who lived here for thousands of years. I know which country I'm on. I will leave it to Warren to welcome us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I'm here to do welcome. Welcome up. Obanja, Makata country. So I'll say a little bit in here. Numbang Goyam, Wahawani, Jiralinga, Wilijaga, Kanindi Mulaga, Munya Bumulaga, Yamaga. So, Yunda, Wobanja, Makata, yeah, Munya. So, what I just said then was welcome everybody into Braidwood here, Mankata, Walbunja, Yuan country. Yeah, so welcome, have a good day, and have a nice day. And when you travel home safely. So, yeah, thank you. Welcome.
All right. This has been a true community in all walks of life that have contributed to this place. It's a very special place for me. I've had the privilege of being involved with it. But there's been other people that have really spearheaded this to get this off the ground. They're the people that looked after the funding, did the management, did the advocation for it. So without... further to do, I'd like to welcome Annie Duke from the Braidwood Youth Performing Arts Association to come and say a few words.
Woo! Make sure I get that right. Awesome. Hi, everybody. Thanks, Warren, for welcoming us to country. Look, we are so excited to see everyone here today. It does take more than a village to build a skate park, and so everyone has contributed so much. The Braidwood Skate Park has been funded under the Bushfire Local Economic Recovery Fund, co-funded by the Australian Government and the New South Wales Government. And we are enormously grateful for this funding. There can be no doubt that kind of big funding is the kind of thing happen for a small community like ours. Wouldn't happen otherwise. The impact is invaluable on the ground, and we really appreciate the funding that comes through these sources. Look, there's heaps of people to thank. I'm going to try and be quite quick. We're really grateful to Queanbeyan Palawang Regional Council, who made the initial commitment and investment to develop the concept designs through great community consultation workshops and design workshops with a bunch of kids and local skate community. And that is, I think, why we've ended up with at the park we've got, because it really reflects what the kids want to skate on here. So thank you to QPRC for that and for the support through the construction stage. Special thanks to Debbie Civic, who's been our project manager support, and Jason and the team who've just
pulled together in a desperate rush to get the landscaping and final works done. So it's been a massive effort, Deb. So thank you so much. The Veolia Mollusk gave us grant funding for the barbecue, which we now have an amazing barbecue and shelter over there. We have water fountains. There will be another one coming in here, so you'll be able to keep hydrated, which is ever so important. And I think this is going to be the place to come for birthday parties from now on. The Braidwood Community Bank provided BIPA. Catherine and I are representing BIPA. Peter's here. We're a pretty awesome team, I must say. But the bank gave us seed funding in 2021, kicked off the T-shirt project with that funding, which started our community fundraising, which helped us to leverage, I think, some of the grant funding. So we probably still have a few T-shirts up there to sell, a little piece of history. Then along with other community donations, we have from the quilters and textiles and heaps of other individuals actually just donating money towards the initial fundraising. And we got the grant, which is awesome. So the park was built by Grind Projects earlier, but he had to leave. It was an absolute privilege to witness them building this place, to just sort of see it evolve. I know Nate's taken some awesome footage, and I think it might be viewable in the trailer here, so have a look at that. It's just an astounding piece of urban design, I reckon. It is art. I was actually thinking about architecture, but anyway, that's... And we left, we sent Steve off with a food hamper, which I need to thank the Braidwood Food Company for, because we like food in Braidwood, and I think we kept Steve and co pretty well fed and happy. I need to thank Jackie and Michael Clark from the Fair Trade Company, who gave a very generous discount to for the accommodation for Grind while they were here. And I know they chipped in and helped with a bit of flood hail damage and flood rescue while they were here. But anyway, we're thrilled to be able to invite Songlines and Skin Effects Skateboarding down here from up north. Is thanks to the generosity of the Braidwood Uniting Congregation. So thank you to them, and thank you, Songlines and Skin Effects, for coming down. We're so excited to see you put your stuff on show. So the Braidwood Lions Club, the Braidwood Community Bank, and Lara Beattie from the Red Cross Emergency Services, they all kicked in and bought the community safety gear kit, which enables us to run workshops and look after the heads of our precious children. And thanks to Trilogy Skate Shop, who gave us a good discount as well. And their Trilogy are here today too, to do a skate demo, so we're looking forward to that. I've got to say thanks to Rock and Roller Ramps from the ACT, who donated the first prize in our raffle, which we will draw soon. I need to thank the Braidwood Garden Club, who've pledged $500 for shade trees, which we will be planting in, because that's, as you can tell, one of the things we're lacking at the moment. And Provincial Plants in Pialago gave us a good discount on the landscaping plants. So thank you to them, and thanks to the kids and parents who helped the other day. Braidwood Capital Chemists have donated some sunscreen. It's floating around. Make sure you put some on. So thank you to them. A really huge thanks to Luke Watson from the QPRC Disaster Recovery Hub, who has helped us cover a lot of the event costs for today. So there'll be some free juice for the kids. We've got, he's covered the music, the face painting, and provided us with the trailer. So thanks, Luke. I don't think he's actually here at the moment, but that's been fantastic. So the Majors Creek WAs have baked cupcakes for the kids. We'll have cupcake and juice at about 3 or something. So just make sure every little person comes and has something. Thank you to the SES, who have volunteered here to provide first aid. If you haven't noticed them there and you hurt yourself, that's the place to go. And thank you so much to them. Thanks to Nick Munnings and the band for coming down today, donating their time. And so many other people. So I'll leave it at that. Thanks to Noah Wayne. Thanks to Monty and Louis for their artwork. For our, what? Backhouse. Oh, and Backhouse Transport. Thank you. I knew there would be something I forget. Oh, look, and I have to say a special shout out to Nathan Farrow from Revoked Australia, for his remarkable energy and dedication to developing a culture of respect, inclusion and care here at Braidwood Skate Park. Nate, you've been such a valuable and important part of the team, and ensuring the park is the best it can be, so awesome. Thank you. Sue Murray and Catherine Bell, working always rewarding, and I think the proof is in the park. That's all. Have fun, folks. This is not happening again anytime soon, so make the most of it. Kids, skate your hearts out. This one is for you. So that's it. Thank you. Thank you,
mate. All right, everybody. Are we ready to get started? Yeah, no, we're getting there. We're getting there. Before we get started, I'd like to welcome Nicole Overall, the Monaro MP, Kenrick Winchester, the QPRC mayor. I'll have Nicole say a few words first, and then we'll get Kenrick on. So thanks.
And I promise, guys, I'm going to be really brief so that we can get on with the fun stuff today, but absolutely fantastic to be here with you. And I'm not for a moment going to even try to claim the smallest bit of glory for this, except to acknowledge the $680,000 from the former federal government and, of course, the New South Wales government. But it is the former council who was able to kick this off with the community to be able to take it forward. The new made sure that we've seen it provided for you all, and it's all of you out there. It's a community effort working across all levels of government, but with you all together to know what it is that you wanted, being able to deliver that. All of those who are involved, from Nate and the fabulous work that he's doing, Dave from Trilogy, who I've had the opportunity to meet, and acknowledging here today the many other people, along with paying our respects to the traditional custodians and, of course, other councillors who are here. The Mayor, we've got Councillor Marita Grundy, Councillor Bryce Wilson, and, of course, of Council Rebecca Ryan. So congratulations to you all. You may forgive me if I don't grab a board and have a bit of a go, but to quote Dave from Trilogy, how gnarly is it? Well done to you all.
Good afternoon, Braidwood. Today's a really an important and happy day for this town that's had a few not-so-happy days of late. I want to also say a quick thank you to Debbie and the project staff from Council for being able to pull this off today. Excellent effort. When Queanbeyan and Palarang were first merged, one of the very first people I met was a bloke from Braidwood called Karuna. Now, Karuna was one of the most passionate people about Braidwood I've ever met, but I think that passion was also matched by how much he wanted to see a skate park in Braidwood like nothing else. I know he's here. I saw him on his rollerblades earlier. So if you're here, Karuna. Karuna, I think, played a really big part in this. I think it's great that everyone has picked has helped out and got us to the point we are here now. Nate, I know you've done a hell of a lot of work. This project was not without controversy, that's for sure. It's been literally decades in the making. It's the hard work, the blood, sweat and tears of the Braidwood locals that has resulted in what we have here. So kudos to everyone. The more I learn about the town of Braidwood, the more I realise that it is a town full of true legends who get things done. And this is yet another prime example. Congratulations and well done, and enjoy.
We're ready. Can I ask that some of the smaller kids at the moment kind of stop skating for just for a bit? And we've got some very special guests. We've got the Songlines skate team. We've got led by Josh Werribone. He's kind of the ringleader of the mob. We got Austin, Sonny, Danny. Sorry, lost my train of thought. But yeah, if I could ask the littlies and everyone to just kind of move aside, and I'd like to start this skate park.
Can we cut the ribbon?
And cut the ribbon near the wombat hole first.
Oh, and draw the raffle.
Let's draw it before the band.
Okay, we'll draw it before.
Yeah. So we're going to do a ribbon cutting. So if I could ask some of the special kids that have been part of this, you know, some of them were little, 12. It takes years to build a skate park, and they grow up. We got Louis Munnings. We got Lily Morris. Dave Hillshorse. Chelsea Farrow. Skelton Farrow. If you can go to the wombat hole now, we just have to do a little formality.
All right, they're just getting ready to do the official opening. The crowd's just moving up to the wombat hole where they're going to cut a ribbon. So we'll come back to that very shortly.
Last week I came to you, I didn't know what to do. Yeah, man, sometimes I lie, but sometimes I can tell the truth. I want my money back.
Days are dying free.
without a gun on his belt. Good man, these days are dying.
Back here, we're back at the. We've managed to convince Kenrick, Mayor of QPRC, to come down and have a chat to us. Afternoon, Kenrick.
Good afternoon, thanks for having me. Glorious day here.
Fantastic day, what a crack of a weather day. So, the official opening, we've had the official bit now. What's your thoughts on what you see here today?
You know, it looks like awesome skate park. I'm not going to say spend too much time at skate parks. It's like it's not something I'd be game to take on a push bike, let alone on a skateboard or rollerblades. But the kids seem to be loving it. So it's excellent.
Yeah, it'll be a fantastic asset for the community here. And just watching some of the professionals now, and even they fall off. So
absolutely,
there's hope for us here.
That really put me off.
There's been a few good stacks, but I think that's all part of it.
Absolutely, I saw a particularly good one during Annie's speech. A gentleman about my age came down quite solidly over here and was on the ground for a good 20 seconds.
I saw that. Yes, yeah, we don't bounce as easily as we used to when we were younger.
Yeah, not much give in it, unfortunately.
No. Look, it's been a tremendous effort from QPRC for the work they've put into getting this to the point where we are. So, you know, we're, you know, the community is certainly very thankful and grateful to the be not only the current council but the previous council, because this has been certainly a long time coming. And you only have to look at today to see how many happy people are here, and how people of all ages are utilising the facility down here.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It has certainly been a long time coming. So obviously I've only been involved since the merger, you know, 6 or 7 years ago. But this was one of the very first things that got talked about on the merged council. I remember one of the very first meetings I talked about skate park in Braidwood, and it's great that we finally got one here. It's been decades and decades, I've been told, of blood, sweat and tears. And yeah, day for Braidwood that we finally got something here for you.
I know, and I think some people have said 30 years ago it was originally talked, but I guess in the last 5 or so years it's been more in the forefront. And to see such a world-class facility down here now, I think we're going to see this well utilised over the next, you know, a little while.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be another reason for people to come and visit Braidwood and spend some dollars here and look at how good this town is here. Yeah. And, you know, this is, you know, Braidwood's probably the jewel in the QPRC crown. They probably don't want too many people coming and moving in here, so it gets too big. But, you know, this is just another, you know, an awesome thing here. Another great thing, for the youth of Braidwood and surrounds. And, yeah, I'm sure my son and kids are going to want to stop here whenever we're on our way through, or not even on our way through, just coming out to Braidwood specifically to come and visit the skate park.
Oh, well, I hope you do, and I hope a lot of other people do as well.
Yeah, so it's sort of one of those things, isn't it? It's like a lot of people travelling through to the Golden Coastal have another reason for stopping off.
Absolutely.
And there's definitely an opportunity for, a bit more money in town and that sort of stuff. And then that sort of brings into forefront all these sorts of other worms in the carpet, like bypasses and all those sorts of things.
And you guys know better than anyone. You know, there's so much more to Braidwood than, you know, a nice bakery shop.
Yeah.
And this is just another, you know, this just adds to it. So yeah, like I said, great day for Braidwood. Very happy we finally got here. Looks like it could do with a bit more grass growth on the out. But yes, it's going to be a real fantastic facility. And, you know, when you come down to watch a rugby next door, the kids can come over and play in the skate box. Exactly what my girls do in Jerrabomba when they don't want to watch their brother play soccer. They go over and hang out at the little skate park next door.
Right.
Yeah, look, there's certainly some great things here now. You've got the tennis courts, you've got the rec ground, the playground, the barbecue, and now the skate park. So you're right. And I came down here the other week for rugby, and my son came straight over to the skate park. So that's exactly what will happen.
Yeah,
no,
for sure. All right. Okay. Well, thanks for coming and having a chat to us.
I think this is the best day I've ever had in Braidwood. It's actually warmer here than it is in Queenmere. Normally, I always pack the jumper when I come over because you're never quite sure how warm it's going to be when you get here, but glorious day.
Glorious day until about 4 o'clock.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks, Hendrick.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
She's black, flesh and bone, no tubs of silicone. She's touch, smell, sight, taste and sound. But somehow I can't believe that anything should happen. I know where I belong and nothing's gonna happen. She's so high.
friendly. Why should I even bother? Cause she's so high, high above me. She's so lovely. She's so high, like Cleopatra, Joan of Arc, or Aphrodite. Somehow I can't believe that anything should happen. I know where I belong and nothing's gonna happen.
Talking to Marita Grundy, one of the councillors. Hello, how are you going?
Hello, Gavin, and how exciting it is to be here at the brand spanking new skate park at Braidwood.
Yeah.
I bet there are many along this journey that thought perhaps it would never happen, but here we are, it's here.
Yep, for sure. And what have you, been here a few times now, you've been on Braidwood FM? Couple of times.
That's right. Yeah, look, I get across to Braidwood quite frequently. In fact, I'll be back Friday the 3rd of March in the Royal Mail Hotel. I like to come over one and I'm make myself available to whomever might pop in and want to have a chat about, you know, concerns or what they might be happy about.
Right.
Either way, I'm happy to listen and just meet the locals and just engage with the community. I really enjoy getting across here, and I'm only the other side of Bungendore, so I do try and get across quite frequently.
Yeah. All right, and so we've just been talking to Kendrick about the possibility of people coming out on a regular basis talking about council matters. Would you be interested in being part of that?
I think that's it. Rightly or wrongly, there is a perception in some of the regions that some of council's operations are a bit city-centric, so we want to quash that if we can. We want to make sure all the regional areas, Braidwood, Captain's Flat, you name it, they have an equal hearing, and we understand from the locals what is important to them. That's the start and finish of it, really.
Right, right. Yeah. And I guess that's one of the reasons why you come and do your... someone gave it a name, but I can't remember what it's called now. What's your visit to the Royal Mail? It's got a particular name.
Oh, well, some people are calling it Polly's in the Pub.
But, oh, okay.
But I like to call it Councillor in the Pub, or, you know, come and have a chat, you know.
Yeah.
It's pretty relaxed. As I said, it's just making myself available, and the 3rd of March... Come over, say hello, and I'll be happy to sit down, have a beer, or if you want something not so heavy, I'll have that with you as well, and just listen to what your concerns are.
Right, right. Okay, and what time is that from?
That starts at 4 o'clock, and I go through till 6.
Right.
I'm also coming across earlier that day to go down to the sale yards, because it's sale day. Just to listen to some of the farmers. They have concerns as well, and
yep.
That was a good opportunity to go down and meet with them. So I'll then be spending, you know, several hours that afternoon going along, talking to business operators while I've got the chance while I'm in town.
Right. All right. So what time are you coming over in the morning?
Well, the cattle sale, I believe, is midday.
Right.
Or it actually starts at 10, but they do stop for a bit of a break around midday. So I'll be down from then and then all through the afternoon, as I say, in the Royal Mail Hotel from 4 till 6.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Excellent. Okay. All right. So we'll catch you somewhere along the way.
Absolutely. And that, you know, I'll be doing that once a month. So if you can't catch me this time round, the first Friday of the month, I'll be at the Royal Mail. So look out for me and don't be a stranger. Come and say hello.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm very happy to look into issues, problems that locals have. And, you know, councils are here for a very important role. They're an important conduit between council and its operations and the community. And so that conduit, I really feel we need to keep open and invigorated and be in the community so community members know what we're about, who we are, can identify with us, and don't feel backward in being able to contact us.
All right. Okay, well, it sounds good. Obviously, something major's just happened. There's all sorts of cheers going around the place.
Oh, look, Gavin, I can't get over the fact that these semi-professionals, some of them are professionals on skateboards, are doing their thing without any safety equipment at all.
Yeah. All right.
And it's pretty warm today in the heat of the sun. And look at that. They're just amazing. And I do understand that this park, it has a first in Australia with that wombat hole.
You're right, yeah.
I understand that there's not one anywhere else in Australia.
No, that's right.
The design team were given a creative brief of saying, do something unique. And that's what they've come up with. The locals have named it the Wombat Hole.
Okay.
There were certainly a lot of other names put forward, but we've adopted the Wombat Hole. Apparently it's the first for Australia, so we're very lucky.
Absolutely.
To have something like that, and we're hoping that will bring some high-quality skateboarders to Braidwood to try and tackle the Wombat Hole.
Yep, absolutely. And look, it's a magnificent facility when you look at it. You know, it's a long time in the coming, I think a couple of decades,
yes.
But we're here finally. A lot of hard work from community members along the way, the state and federal government, you know, it's job too.
Yes.
But look, here we have it, the end result. And
fantastic.
Look at the number of kids, would you?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I know, I'd go all the way down the road. Walk half a mile.
That's right.
A kilometre, or shall I say. I'm giving my age away here.
You are giving
your age. All right then, terrific. Thanks, Marita.
Pleasure, right. Absolutely. Thanks, Gavin.
All right, Marita Gundry there, the QPRC councillor. We might just go to some music while we organise what's happening next. Currently we're watching some demonstrations of some pro skateboarders. So if you're not down here, in here and see the professionals giving this skate park a run.
Right, Gavin here, back in the studio. And eventful day it's been. Cole Overall joining me first up this morning, and then down at the opening of the skate park. And pretty amazing, the scenes down there, the amount of people that were present, and quite a few of the dignitaries that we had came and turned up as well, some of which we chatted to on air, and others we've made arrangements to catch up on future times and have discussions with them about matters relevant to us in the local council area. All right, so if you haven't checked it out, it's worthwhile going down. It's quite an impressive setup down there. And when all the landscaping's finally finished, it'll be certainly a great place to go for young people or people that are interested in skateboarding. All right, a bit of the usual sort of stuff that we'll start with.